Welcome back to Looking in the Mirror, where we discuss current topics for high school success. Today our discussion is titled, What Does It All Mean? So let's get started. Recently I was at a function talking with some high school seniors, actually our top performing seniors. And through that conversation, it was revealed some questions that they had as freshmen and how long it took them to find out the answers. We assume all students know and understand these terms that we use all the time. So for our top performing seniors to say that they didn't know was eye-opening and I thought worth our conversation today. So are you wondering what they didn't understand? Well, it was the terms we use like valedictorian, top 10, class president, treasurer, or even how their GPA and class ranking was calculated. In Latin, valedictorian means farewell sayer. Valedictorians get the honor of the goodbye speech during graduation. Being named valedictorian has come to symbolize one of the highest honors you can achieve in high school. If this is a position you are interested in, please speak to our curriculum principal about the requirements. This is something you need to plan for since the beginning of ninth grade because it correlates with your grades and your GPA. There are also other positions such as class president, vice president, secretary, treasurer, and historian. Now, these positions are voted in through an election process. If you're interested in any of these positions, you can see our activities director. Are you wondering what each one means? Well, some of the responsibilities may include actions such as the class president being responsible for all class activities, creating agendas, and presides over meetings. They delegate duties and act as the representative for the class. The vice president may fulfill the duties of the president when the president is absent and performs other duties that are assigned. The secretary may take meeting notes or keep attendance records. The treasurer may establish the budgets, records all financial transactions, and the historian may write a narrative of activities and events and maintains a scrapbook of documents and memorabilia. So another term they didn't understand is top 10. The top 10 is really what it sounds like, the top 10 performing students. They have the highest grades and GPA in our school. That is an achievement to strive for. Your GPA. How is your GPA or grade point average calculated? You divide the total amount of grade points earned by the total amount of credits attempted. What does that mean? Well, each grade you get has points. So an A is worth 4 points, a B is worth 3 points, and you add all those grade points together and divide it by the number of classes you have. So for example, each semester you take 7 classes. Let's say you get 6 A's and 1 B. You would multiply 6 times 4 for the A's that you got, and 1 times 3 for the B. You would have a total of 27 points for that semester. You then take the 27 points and divide it by your 7 classes, which would give you a GPA of 3.857. Are you still confused? Stop by the curriculum principal's office for more information. So this week, what it all means is that your grades matter. Your actions, the choices you make every day and every single class you go to directly affects your future. So my weekly quote is from Les Brown. It states, "The difference between setting a goal and achieving it is having a good plan and working on it." So I want to tell you today, make a plan and work on it. Last week, I mentioned that no one can be successful for you. It takes hard work and dedication, and I know you have it in you. You can do it. Be the best you can be. This is your life and your future. Well, I hope this helped to clear up some of those confusing terms. If I or anyone else ever uses a term you don't know, ask for clarification. It's all about learning and applying that knowledge, right? Well, I can't wait to see you at the Top 10 Banquet. Until next week.